Good morning, beautiful Glenridge family. This is Linda once again. I have something I just want to encourage you with that I too have been encouraging myself with. And I do believe it's almost a word in season for all of us to just take cognizance of and to just heed what God is actually telling us all at this time. And I felt to just call this devotion focus your full attention on the one who is in front of you, the one who needs your love, your tenderness, your time, your full attention. And how this came about was years ago, I have a friend and I realized with her how when she's conversing with somebody or she's interacting with somebody or engaging with somebody, it doesn't matter where she is, whether she's in a room on her own or with a many, many folk around her. She will look at that person, focus on their eyes, give her full attention to the person in front of her. And doesn't matter what is going on around her, she will listen and engage with that person. And you know, that stood out for me, and I've always remembered that, and I've tried as best I can to do that. I'm sure though, I have failed. And what brought this to my memory and attention again was a really close person in my life had a similar encounter very recently with someone he hadn't seen for a while, someone who loves and respects greatly. And he went up to this person and just started engaging with this person. When this person looked over my this friend's shoulder and noticed another that he also wanted to engage with and just carried on speaking over the shoulders of the person he was speaking to and just made so light of the conversation that he was engaged in. And it left this person feeling so sad, so unimportant, shall I say it that way, that somebody would look over his shoulder, see someone else, and just carry on speaking over to that other person. And I think all of us can agree that we do that from time to time. We get distracted, be it another loved one, be it our children, be it just something that draws our attention away from the person in front of us. And you know, I was thinking about this and I was thinking, the Lord and us, we engage with God as well. God wants our attention. He wants us to focus when he's speaking to us, when we are spending time with him. And we too can get so easily distracted. We too can just look at something else or get up and do something else. And I really, really felt God speak to my heart with this. And in the scriptures, I do believe I asked God for a scripture and he took me to John 4 from verse 5 to 42. And I'm not going to read it because we all are so afay with that scripture. And it is about when Jesus encounters the woman at the well. And I do believe that he was attentive to her. I do believe he was focused on her. I do believe that he was looking into her eyes when he spoke to her, and that anybody could have come into their space. I do believe he was completely and utterly aware of only her at that time. And I think that is such a wonderful thing to be encouraged in. And then also in Hebrews 3 verse 13, it says, be encouraged one another daily as long as it is called today. And this lady writes, with constant, purposeful, unrelenting, life on life encouragement. May the person in front of you feel important enough for you to engage with them and to focus on them, to look into their eyes and to listen, and to not allow anybody else or anything else to distract you from that one. So it's actually just seeing the one, making sure that we engage only with the one in front of us. And I'm really going to take heed of this word from God. And I trust you were encouraged also. Focus on the one. Father God, would you help us to see the precious treasure in front of us, the person who has taken the time to come to speak to us. May we listen intently. May we encourage. May we love. May we be focused on that one person. In Jesus' name, I trust you were encouraged. I trust you are blessed. Remain focused on the King as he wants to speak to us daily about so many different things. And just remember that you are special, that you are worth listening to, and that you are worth everything that God says you are, because you are a treasure. Love you all. Have a beautiful day.